Let's start by talking a bit about the process of workshopping a script. You submit a script to be reviewed for selection, but the scripts are developed considerably into what will be on stage this week. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Right. I submitted a play that I actually developed in Lanford's class last year. Mm-hmm. That play was a very short 8-page play that was called Go. And in the class, I began to get ideas about how to make that, to expand it, to make it longer and more complex. And it ended up being 76-plus pages and called Bed.
And Bed, tell us a little bit about that, Donna.
It's sort of like, who's in the bed? Who's out of the bed? Who wants back in the bed? And it's also, too, a comedy about a modern day's woman's attempt to control the territory of her bed.
Comes from a personal experience, maybe?
Oh, not really. Of course not.
Never. Well, Nina, you were saying earlier that you come to writing plays from creative writing. Mm-hmm. How different is it to write a play? Obviously, mostly dialogue.
And I think that's the main reason I wanted to start writing plays, is because in workshops here in the UH Creative Writing Program, I'm a fiction MFA student, a lot of people complained that my stories were a little light on dialogue. And so I started writing the play almost as an exercise to learn how to just make people talk and to see how to not have all that exposition that I tend to rely heavily on in my stories. And that was a little bit of a struggle when I first started the class, because Lanford definitely could tell I was a fiction writer. I had really long speeches. And a lot of the class for me and a lot of the rewriting for me was just tweaking and really changing my dialogue so it was more theatrical, which that I don't have a natural gift for.
And Ken, you're one of the playwrights selected for this, but also an actor in Nina's play?
That's correct. Forced into double duty. Not that I mind. I actually came to writing through acting. A few years ago, I decided I was, you know, losing my looks. Couldn't be the sex idol anymore. So
I don't mean to laugh so loud.
Yeah.
He looks great.
They all laugh, yes. But yes, I play a 77-year-old pyromaniac. I hate to give away the story here, but
Owen Wister considered mm-hmm. the premise as a Mormon, a Hindu, and a cowboy stranded at a hotel. Sounds like there's going to be a punchline.
I know
here.
It does sound like a joke. It's a play set in Wyoming, which is where I'm from, and I really wanted to write a modern Western that was a play. And so I think all three of these characters, this East Indian, the Mormon, and this old aging pyromaniac cowboy, they all have sort of different views of the West and the way the West is sort of dying for the cowboy, sort of new and interesting for the Mormon and for the East Indian.
And you are also, you're East Indian.
I am East Indian. I'm half East Indian. My dad is actually Irish, but hence the last name McConaughey, which always throws everything
Yes, when
off.
I met you, I thought, okay, those two together. And Ken, okay, so the double duty, you're acting, but you're also, you've written Raven Hill, and this is a rather serious play.
I think it's more of a dark comedy. Of course, I laugh at three-legged dogs, so you can't really go by me, but I think it's got some big laughs in it. But yeah, it's got some other issues. It's not autobiographical. I'll just tell anybody that right now.
Uh-huh. And the premise of the play?
It's a family. I don't want to give it all away. Well, like Nina was saying, she has a problem with exposition, trying to get it out. I tried to write a play without any exposition and without any plot. And I did. And, of course, it didn't make any sense. So I had to go back and make it a story, actually. And I started writing it two, 3 years ago. And last year I had it in Lanford's writing class. And this year I expanded it a bit and actually cut some out and added other stuff. And now we've got some actors going through their paces on it. I like to write for actors, give actors something to do. And so, because that's where I come from. When I get a script, right away I scratch out everything in italics, all the directions, like louder, softer, angrily. And I just take out the punctuation and do the words what the writer wrote, but I do it my way.
So I take it a lot of what happens in workshopping is not just working out the writing of the play, but also how is this going to take place on a stage?
Exactly. And it's sometimes very hard to see how those words are going to be on the stage. At least they are for me. And there were problems with the script that I didn't see until we started putting everything together. We were rehearsing in segments. Each segment seemed to be very strong. When you put them together, it was like, oh!
Yeah, got to figure that place out.
Tell me this. Who directs the plays?
Other students from the directing classes in the theater program. They all selected the plays. They get their choices. And as it worked out, each director got their first choice of the script, so nobody was a second choice.
So it's a real collaborative effort.
Oh, yes.
Which is hard. I mean, in some ways, as a writer, I think I've never written something where you just basically turn it over to someone. And the first rehearsals and even the first read-throughs, hearing the way the actors said things and delivered things, I thought, oh, that's not how I wrote that. But you really do turn it over to them. And Lamford coming to all the rehearsals he's been really active in coming and making us rewrite well up until last Thursday. So
that's really the amazing part, having a man of Lamford's stature to help us with this. And I've also acted in other programs before when Edward Albee was up here, and that was pretty thrilling too, working with legendary Broadway successes. You know, they find the time to come help us lowly Houstonians.
And they probably had to find out how to kind of let go, too. That seems to be the hardest part. I've written this, and I want to be in charge all the way to the end.
I'd rather enjoy it, turning over to the actors. I've seen the rehearsals, and they do a great job. But what's going to happen when they have an audience? I have no idea. They might crumple like a submarine that's sunk too far.
I'm a painter, an abstract painter. And so I'm sort of used to having my work interpreted in different ways. And that doesn't bother me. I find that interesting. Hmm. But I did find some structural problems that I needed to fix, and that bothered me.
Should be a very exciting evening tonight and then through the rest of the week. Donna Perkins, Nina McConaughey, and Ken Watkins, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you
for having us.